This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.
Should old episodes be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old episodes be forgot in days of auld lang syne?
New year, new me, new chunks. Every episode before this one, that was the warm-up, baby.
They were practice.
Finally forgotten. Ready.
Forgot this about is like Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones walked in and just showed me a little pill-looking thing.
Just got me zapped. And now?
Zap me up.
Guess what? This is episode one of Two Chunks and a Hunk, the brand new podcast.
Welcome to our
coming
first
to
episode.
You live.
Yes, right. We developed a brand new slogan we're introducing now called New Year, New Us.
New Year, New Us.
We did like 600 something beta episodes or something like that. We did a billion beta episodes. We're finally warm. We're finally ready. And this time, for the first time ever, it's my privilege to introduce me, Jordan.
Well, now that it's going to be, so this is going to be the first one that's good because we've practiced.
You're actually recording
so much.
This one. Yeah.
We're recording this one. We're probably going to actually release this one for the first time.
That's exciting.
So I want to start off. I'm Doge. I want to start off with telling you guys a punchline, and then I want you to guess.
Give us a little
joke
about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is something we've really workshopped. It's really come a long way.
I think
it sort of started iffy.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be
good.
Now
it's good.
I anticipate getting a lot of physical mail about how much people love this segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
bring it on home.
Mail?
Today's punchline is as follows.
Because they always want to draw blood.
I don't know what the last word was.
Because they always want to draw blood.
Oh. Why do vampires become doctors?
Why do vampires make terrible artists?
Oh, wow. Two great sides.
Why are vampires bad artists? So what that means is that Jordan guessed it right. And so at the end of the year, we're going to see who wins. And I'm definitely going to track these. I'm not. There's
are
no
you
way.
Actually?
Of course
oh,
not. Of
man,
course
I love a good
not.
Competition.
Of course not. Someone can. Fine. I won't.
Fine. I'm Carter, and because it's 2025. Can you already tell where I'm going?
Is that a punchline?
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Is that a punchline? Because
I'm Carter, and
I'm about to make a name for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Can y'all guess what movie we all saw together recently?
It's too early for that.
Sonic 3.
Paddington 3. Oh. Paddington goes to Peru.
Peru's got scary. I know vampires. That y'all have not watched the Paddington movies.
No.
Dude, is 2025 the year that I finally watched the Paddington movies?
Dude,
they're like the best rated movies of all time.
I like
Paddington 1 and 2 fill me with such warmth.
I like an achievable,
it's
measurable resolution. So like watch Paddington in 2025 feels like I can hit that. I can know I succeeded.
If I'm in need of a boost me up, a mood boost, I would say the five best movies for me to watch are all three How to Train Your Dragons and Paddington 1 and 2.
So maybe crazy, well, there's about to be a 1B
No,
How to Train Your Dragon.
And Paddington.
Third Paddington thumbs up. Live action How to Train Your Dragon thumbs down.
That's got to be a big move because of the new Universal park.
I think it is. It's got to be.
How silly. Why just do what? Well, let's do it again. Why not just make more?
Hey, that's the reason.
Why are we going back?
Hey, here's my crazy conspiracy. In 2025, I want to be the kind of podcast that says wild things with no real evidence to back them up, because that's how you succeed as a podcast.
We got all yes, the ingredients.
That's
here, baby.
How you succeed.
Three
in a
white
podcast.
Boys and three microphones.
Three that's straight a, white guys saying stuff recipe. No one can prove, and just being like, "I heard this." That's how you succeed.
So that's a podcast, baby.
I heard it makes a lot of sense to me, and I do believe that the reason Disney is doing their live action remakes is because it's cheaper to make a movie than rebuild a park, and so it's cheaper to just make a live action Beauty and the Beast. Then go through all their parks in the whole world and remove the Beauty and the Beast because kids don't know what that is anymore. How to Train Your Dragon live action feels like, maybe we're going to do the same thing over at DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Those movies are not old.
They are, my friend.
I dig it, man.
They aren't.
I dig it.
They are, my friend.
But they aren't, though.
My friend? My friend? They
my
are.
My friend?
They are. How to Train Your Dragon.
He sounds like
came
your friend.
Out.
I would trust him.
How to Train Your Dragon came out in 2010. That was 15
sure.
years ago.
Right. But does that's now too old to show a child?
What if you're 8? What if you're 8? What year were you 8?
I forgot that I've never seen a movie that came out before I was born. That's a really great point.
In 2002, you were 8. What's 15 years before 2002? 1987. Top kids movie, 1987. We're going to learn today. You know how much you...
Rock-a-doodle.
You know how much you loved Harry and the Hendersons? You know how that was your favorite movie as a kid and you wanted to go to theme parks based on Harry and the Hendersons because it wasn't old because it was 15 years old?
Doge, what
Some
are
Disney
you
movie
doing?
Came out in 87. Had to be.
Top kids movie, 1987. Hansel and Gretel.
Your point would be more
Benji,
like if a child born today hadn't seen
3 Men and a Baby. No, I'm not. I'm backing up.
Also, the movie industry is so different. There's also streaming, so we have access to all the movies now.
Is now a good time?
It's
to tell
a touch
you guys, is now a good time to let you know that I work for DreamWorks, and part of my job is to make sure people are excited about How to Train Your Dragon live action.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah,
I
okay.
don't. I, should I have know shared one person. My mother-in-law is excited for How to Train Your Dragon live action. I do think she's the target audience because her reasoning genuinely is, yeah, but Toothless is so cute.
That's what I've heard so much of.
Yeah.
Still cute.
And
we
would have
said that in a fourth one
but
too.
But he looks that you could just go watch the old one where he already looks the same
yeah.
and he's just that cute. And she said, yeah, but there's more now. So that's DreamWorks target audience.
There's more.
And,
yeah, there's more. There is.
Look, my mother-in-law has an 8-year-old boy who lives in her house, so I'm giving her a free pass to like any kids movie that comes out. She gets to do that. That's fine. I'm just saying the world's better without live action remakes of anything. And I stand by that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
I
you
stand
know what also,
by that
the else, you know what the else the world is yeah. better with?
Hey,
tell me what the else.
That sentence right there, that's the result of all our practice episodes.
That's new two chunks.
This is
baby.
Why we practice.
That's new two chunks, baby.
That's my new thing is that I'm going to stumble over
else.
My words. I'm trying to add nuance.
Else?
What
the else?
Welcome to What the Else, Carter's new segment where he
else?
Tells us what the else.
Is that an ice queen? we've got some breaking news coming at us right now. What else is exciting is playoff football. Cue SWT Bo music.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Boy, I might have to dig through my hard drive for that file.
We're digging through our hard drives. I'm Jim John Johnson, and this is SW Tebow, sportsing with the best of them. We are getting ready for some NFL playoffs. We've had some games recently. I've got Jilly Wombeans down in Baltimore after that game last night. Jilly, how are we feeling? What has Lamar got to say about this big win in Baltimore last night for the NFL?
Well...
I'll pause the game. I love this game because it's always the subtext of this game is like, what kind of crazy way are they going to say well at the beginning of their part?
Well, you know,
gonna be a big one this afternoon. They're really coming out to the compound. I forgot the question. Look,
we're just talking about how's Lamar feeling down there in Baltimore?
Dude? Oh, Lamar, pretty good. Really ready to slam that ball straight through the hole.
And that's perfect. Thank you so much, Jilly. Thank you, and happy anniversary for your 30th year with SWT Bo. You haven't lost a single step. You're doing so well. And we move now. Bye, Jilly. Thank you. I didn't know the mic was still on. Let's head over to Frisco and have a conversation.
Oh, that's an
We've had
one.
Someone down there who was just talking with Jerry. They've missed the playoffs again. How do you feel, Josepher Datu? How are things going down there in Frisco?
Well,
that's technically a full answer.
Yeah, that's it. In speaking with the guys, in particular, Jeremy Jones, who I call Jerry as a kind of a friendly nickname. Jerry has said, number one, first of all, cold. They don't like it here when the weather is bad, and the weather's been bad in Frisco. Number two, they told me, and this is an exclusive story, they told me that they're going to try to start winning. They haven't done that yet. They
wow.
thought that maybe they would try losing to see if people would feel sorry for them and let them just run around wherever they want with the ball. That hasn't worked out for them so far. So next season, they promised me they're going to try really hard and do a really good job. So we'll see.
That's all so exciting for America's team. Thank you, Joseph. That's Jim Jam Johnson with SWT Bo Sportsing with the best of them. Enjoy your NFL playoffs, fans.
All impression roads for Doge lead to Woody Harrelson if given enough time.
They do. It's like carcinogenesis where everything evolves to crabs if you give it yeah. unlimited resources in a billion years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Given enough runway, the takeoff will eventually just be a different Woody Harrelson.
I'm going to eventually just end everything with like, the car is a place for silent reflection.
Yeah, you're always headed toward Marty from True Detective season one at all times. So and I think that's great. I think that's really powerful. It is. Really beautiful. Look what it is.
Hmm.
Do you hear that sound? The revving of engines?
Rim, rim, rim.
Do you hear that sound? The powerful, bling, bling. The powerful spiked body?
Bling, 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 bling.
Do you hear all the rings and how quickly they're moving? That's right. In honor of Sonic the Hedgehog, the third one, which I don't think any of us have seen yet, but feel no, confident that I know everything about.
Hey, I'm genuinely really excited to watch that movie. Sonic 1 yeah, and same. 2 are awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm
3 is continuing the trend of those being really reviewed well by audiences.
What a turnaround for that franchise to go from everybody being like, this looks
funny?
Terrible, to now it's like,
these are awesome.
Pretty like universally loved trilogy of movies. And everybody's like, yeah, make more.
Make that what a these. Great turnaround for Keanu. Like he finally got a role. We're all super excited to see what this new guy, Keanu,
so
can
glad.
Do.
I know, yeah.
I think he's going to be a big household name. This is Two Chunks and a Hunk presents, Tim Allen presents Wild Hogs. A game where we scour the internet, mostly fandom.com or a lot of DeviantArt, to find custom-made Sonic the Hedgehog characters and guess what their sort of general oeuvre and look would be. And the way this works is, just listen, you'll catch it. We're starting off in honor of Nosferatu and the power that movie brings. We're starting off with Victoria the Hedgehog. And I do just want to say that is Victoria Cullen.
Oh.
The Hedgehog.
Oh.
So this one is a Cullen.
Green eyes.
Ah, wrong. Red eyes.
Okay.
She's played by Ashley Green. Damn it.
Light pink. Kind of the color of the hedgehog fur is a light pink, a dusty pink.
You're just saying a color. Bat wings happening.
Oh, like rouge.
For sure. We're going to get bat wings.
Okay.
We're going to have boots, like black leather boots.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Spiky jewelry.
Spiky jewelry.
Spiky jewelry.
Spiky jewelry.
Spiky jewelry. Yeah.
Leather jacket.
Okay.
Fangs.
Mm, got to.
Nosferatu, dude.
Nosferatu, dude.
And then last.
What's she holding? She's holding something.
I'm going to give us a pose.
Oh.
Fists on hips.
Okay.
Mm, I like that. I think arms folded and kind of like a huh kind of pose.
Okay.
Chain. There's a chain. Show me. A chain in the image somewhere.
Okay.
Mom? Choker necklace. Okay, I'm done.
Did you say Joker necklace?
Joker necklace. Choker
like,
necklace.
One of the necklaces like Joker wears.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a grand total of 0 versus 0.
Ooh.
Let me introduce both of you to Victoria the Hedgehog.
It's a tie.
Ooh.
Victoria is a purple hedgehog with sort of bangs and droopy spikes to look like stylish hair. She's got green eyes and a smirk on her face. She's giving a double peace sign in sort of a diagonal position, one arm up, one arm down, wearing the standard Sonic shoes, I'm going to go with like probably a leather dress with a belt buckle cinched at the waist.
Does look like
and
a Link
black
tunic.
Headband. Does kind of look like a Link tunic. That is true. And she's got an attitude that says, hello, I'm here and I'm ready to be your friend. A little backstory. She used to be best friends with Maria Robotnik and her real name is Victoria Cullen until a creature named Dark Oak had turned her into evil when he killed her 50 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. I actually so heard about that
I
happening.
Will say, if it may please you here, I did say green eyes.
Yeah. Did you say green eyes?
Yeah. You did. Yeah, I said red.
Okay. That's the first thing I said.
Okay, I don't think I caught the green eyes. We'll give that one to Carter then. That's a fair point. Again, I do just want to stress, if you're listening, please Google random hedgehogs because these people put so much work into the backstories and lives of their hedgehogs and it's genuinely so fascinating. So that's Victoria the Hedgehog. Carter, I'm going to need a name for our next hog.
The next hog's name will be Paul.
Paul.
Okay.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. There's options. I like when we have options.
Oh, man. Some of these are good.
Do you think it's Paul Hollywood the Hedgehog?
Paul was going to be a ringer.
I think it's probably Paul Hollywood the Hedgehog. Hollywood? Paul Hollywood.
Man, which one of these should we do? They're all so good.
Paul the Hedgehog eats a ring and he's like, it's a real shame about the color.
Flavors. It's a shame about the color.
Flavors are bang on. It's a shame about the color.
Hold on. This is not the one we're
doing. So good too.
This is not the one we're doing, but I need you guys to see the attitude that this drawing has.
Exceptional.
This is not the one.
Whoa.
Dude.
Whoa.
With that frown and like a Caesar
cut. Dude.
His eyes, can I see in his eyelids? What's happening?
I think so. In his right eye, his pupil is hidden behind his nose. So it looks like he's been damaged. This is pretty sick.
That's amazing.
I love this.
I'm going to make that my SoundCloud profile picture.
But now it's time for the real Paul the Hedgehog.
Ooh. The actual Paul.
Okay, I was going to read you this description first, but it contains spoilers and an explanation for some of
why
his visual
he's
for some of his visual quirks. So, gentlemen, describe for me Paul the Hedgehog. This version.
Paul's green.
Okay.
I can say
I think Paul's blue.
Okay.
Converse, not the standard Sonic shoes, but a little character and attitude in these shoes.
Okay. Paul has a hat on.
Okay. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't play this safe.
Paul has one arm.
Okay. All right. Paul's, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Paul is riding a horse.
Okay.
Paul, himself a horse, is riding a horse.
Okay. Play it medium safe.
Okay. At least one of his hands is a fire hand. He's got like fireball of fire.
Yeah, I like this moment. That's cool. I think Paul has like a duster, like a long cowboy coat on and a sword.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Paul's fun. The horse thing is working for you.
I also actually don't think that Paul has one arm. I was just being silly. Paul has two arms.
Paul, studded belt, tattoos.
Okay.
Tattoos. And he is smiling, but it's kind of like, I'm going to get you smile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm friendly.
It's a like, you wish you hadn't done that smile.
He's like, you have no idea how much I'm going to love this moment right now. So you will likely be destroyed.
Sunglasses, but you can see his eyes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to give, just to keep things interesting, one of you has a grand total of 1 point by getting two half points combined.
Great.
One of you has half a point. Just to keep things interesting, for half a point, what kind of pants is Paul wearing?
Oh.
Capris.
Okay.
Oh. What kind of pants is Paul wearing? Camouflage cargo pants.
Okay, that was fine. No points awarded. incoming to your text message units. Here comes Paul the Hedgehog. Doge taking the win with a grand total of 1 point with 2 half points combined.
Paul.
I'm giving Doge the Converse point because it is sort of sneakers. And I'm giving Doge the duster jacket because he is kind of, you said cowboy specifically, and he's sort of wearing a leather vest with like a cape.
Like
so
a
I'm
cape?
Combining the two. Carter, you're getting the tattoo points because he's got scars.
Mm.
Whoa.
Which is like, you know, nature's
tattoo.
But
the pants that this Paul is wearing.
That's God's tattoo.
He is wearing just regular blue
just
jeans. Paul has sort of a fringe, shaggy, sort of a Resident Evil character cut at the top. He's a light Resident brown Evil. Hedgehog, very angry eyes, brown pupils. He's got an open-faced leather vest with no shirt on underneath, blue jeans, and black striped sneakers. His arms are bare, and he has scars across his chest, a scar above one eye, and it really looks more like open wounds, if I'm being honest with you.
Might
does scars.
Might I suggest?
Immediately.
Might I
and
suggest?
A Karate Kid, like, tied type thing around his head.
I don't think Paul's like a wearing a vest. I think he's got a brown body and a peach tummy.
Okay, I had a similar thought, but I do think it's a vest.
Oh, is there some
that's
lore?
That's an open wound to me, my guy.
I think that it's a vest just because there's a black line on the inside of the left-hand side that looks like it's tucked into his jeans.
The jeans? These are some of the best drawn jeans I've seen.
These are good jeans.
That's good jeans. They're great jeans. They're really great. Wow. Let me give you a little like backstory
yeah,
on our friend
tell me.
Paul. Yeah, I would love to. If I can find the... Navigating this website with a smaller than normal browser window is much more difficult than you think. Here we go.
Optimize your sites, folks. They need to be for responsive delay Responsive display
got left
sizes.
And right scrolling. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
During
your
Paul's
sites.
Previous battle with Proxar Prower, I'm assuming related to Miles, the latter has cut Paul's chest, leaving bloody scars. Same with Paul's head. Paul fought Proxar, and after things were calm, Paul felt blood on his fingers. Vowing for revenge, Paul wore rebel gear. Sure.
Yeah.
And will not rest until Paul gets his revenge. I would certainly say this is rebel gear.
Rebel gear.
And that's
crazy
almost not even up for
me. Because I was about to say rebel gear, and then I was like, they wouldn't draw that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that Zach, whatever, Zack Snyder movie. I'd rather just move on. Doge, give us our final hedgehog of the day.
One of my favorite things about the Spider-Verse movies is that each universe has like its own visual identity.
Sure.
Yeah. And they mix in ways that are unpredictable and really fun.
You could just say the name.
Kermit.
We don't need a whole preamble. We
can just say that.
Thank you, this Doge. Reaction.
Oh, wow, dude. First of all, there's a lot of art of Kermit and Sonic just being
hanging
friends,
out. Yeah.
Which I do like.
Canon.
How far do you have to scroll before they're kissing? Is it on the first page?
I can scroll a little bit. Give me a second. I'm just going to send you guys a couple highlights here. Oh, it is on the first page.
I knew it.
Oh, look at this.
Not even first page.
Get back here, frog.
First line of results.
Yep. Knew it.
Yeah, there apparently a lot of people would like for Kermit and Sonic to be in love with one another.
Oh my goodness.
I can't decide on which one's my favorite.
I can't do this.
Hold on. Okay, I have one that we're going to do for the actual game, but... this is my favorite Google search I've ever done in my whole life. Holy... oh my goodness gracious. Dude... this is fantastic. What a well.
Oh, look at all of it.
Okay. There's one of an actual Kermit that is like an actual Kermit puppet that is being made to snuggle a real hedgehog.
That sounds cute.
It's not. It sort of looks like they're... It the vibe of the image is that they are selling both of these creatures on Etsy.
Oh.
Or that it's like in a Craigslist personals ad.
Mm.
I find it pretty upsetting to look at.
Oh, actually, I don't enjoy that.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. This is coming from a t-shirt that is being sold. It's not a created character, but it is a created
Somebody
character.
Somebody made it.
So this is...
this is changed our group message photo. Kermit and Sonic kissing.
I love it. I think that sort of sums us up about as well as the old image, which I believe was just a burrito.
Yeah, what was
it's
the old
too
one?
Good. That was not a burrito. That was the fried tenderloin, pork tenderloin at a local restaurant here called Nova. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, food works too. Here's Kermit the Hedgehog. Can you describe Kermit the Hedgehog for me? And I'll say this. Bonus points awarded if you can tell me the stance that this Kermit has decided to take. I don't mean physically.
I mean
Kermit is standing up.
Oh, like what principles is this Kermit about? I think it's not easy being it, but he is anyway. Green.
Sure.
I would like the Kermit collar.
Oh, yeah, that like kind of jester, yellow jester thing. Fully nude, like Kermit is.
Sure. Can you define fully nude for me?
Not a shred of clothing, but
got it.
White gloves.
Okay.
We have an animal rights activist here.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what we're working with. That's what he stands for. They stand for. I don't know what we're working with here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The name of this is actually Kermit the Hedge Frog. I did just see
that's
that for the
really
first
good.
Time.
Oh, that's which so is good.
Fantastic.
That's good.
I mean, like, we've got Kermit eyes, I think. Like those
weird eyes.
Weird eyes for the Kermit guy.
I think it might
I'm gonna say
it might be an action shot. of arms okay. straight behind, legs are a circular blur.
Okay.
That's fun. Man, dude, I'm going to say he's like crouching down. It feels so weird.
Yeah.
But he's not standing. That would have been so hard to draw.
I think the fact that it made it on a t-shirt, I'm expecting a certain level of prowess in the artist. Holding him to a higher standard. I think he's got a speech bubble that says, don't do drugs.
Okay.
Anti-drugs. I like that.
Are we done?
Actually, hang on. His speech bubble says,
just too much.
Do drugs.
Okay.
Wow. That's the stance he's got.
I like it. Interesting.
Now I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it like this time. With a grand total of 1 point to Doge for green. a point to Carter for Kermit eyes, a point to Carter for Kermit collar, and a half point to Carter for crouching because I honestly can't tell what position this is. So I'm willing to give it to Crouch. Nobody got Kermit's stance. Kermit the Hedgehog says, friends.
What?
Gay rights.
Yeah, he does.
Kermit says gay rights.
What?
Kermit the Hedgehog says gay rights.
Do you? This is great.
Do you? Kermit the Hedgehog's willing to stand up and say gay rights. Are you?
Oh my.
He's actually willing to sort of float there and give a really half-assed thumbs up and say gay rights.
I do think that's a thumbs up. And I appreciate Kermit the Hedgehog's willingness to stand up in this time.
It sucks that somebody turned his gravity off.
I want this shirt.
Yeah.
Can you send me
if anybody can you send me a link to that shirt, actually?
If anybody wants to buy me this shirt, just let me know. It's only $15. It is on sale.
Hey, I have $15.
It's a women's shirt, so maybe size up for me. But
yeah.
Is the tag pretty okay, Pat? That's funny. Yeah. Pretty okay on Threadless.
Yeah, this is great.
Do you know
Kermit
this?
The Hedgehog. Phenomenal.
Yeah, do you this know is pretty great. Okay?
No. I just read it on...
It's on the thing.
Wow. Yeah,
it's such a good shirt.
We managed that collar, didn't we?
Oh, they do
we
have
got it around sizes. That neck.
I'm an XL.
If anybody wants to buy it for me.
I'm an XL. What does premium look like? Just a nicer shirt, I guess.
Accessories? I can get
I don't
it
think
on...
I'm interested in a tri-blend.
I can get it on a
feel free.
A scarf?
Feel free to just grab me... You know, if you want to get the $30 premium, that's fine. But I think I'm okay with just the classic or the regular.
It's phenomenal.
I'm an extra large. So if anybody
you can
wants
get
to,
a 50-inch by 50-inch flag of this.
That's also acceptable. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's $45.
I'll do a flag or a t-shirt if anybody wants to jump in there for me. It feels like it has to be a gift. That makes it important. Let's go ahead and jump to shout announcements with Kermit the Hedgehog and his allyship on our minds. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's, well, right now.
A new thing we're doing in 2025. Shout Announcements.
I hope
please,
you like it.
Please, please, don't prove I'm right. Mm. Everybody says you won't listen to Imagine Dungeons, and I know you will.
Yeah.
Actually do prove I'm right in this scenario. I don't really understand the context of that song. It feels like she's hopeful. It's a great song, though. Listen. Imagine Dungeons, the entire first season is out, and we are so confident that you will like it. If you don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, you'll still like it because it's very stupid. If you don't like humor, you're not listening to us anyway, so that's fine. I'm not really worried about that so much. It is storytelling, it is characters, it is humor, it is high production value with an amazing soundtrack composed entirely by our good, beautiful friend, Doge. Please take a listen. I am so confident that you will love it, that I'm willing to stake the entire reputation of this podcast.
Wow. Yeah. Note on that soundtrack, volume 4 should be releasing pretty soon. That is currently, as I'm trying to find a better home for it, just living on my Bandcamp. Like it's 2013 and I've just started a folk band. But I'm going to drop links to that here in the show notes. It's a lot of fun. I would love it if you took a listen to that after you've listened through the show. There are some spoilers in the soundtrack, so listen to the show first. But if you just can't get enough of us playing pretend with our friends, soundtrack's available as well.
Delicious.
That's it?
That's all.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
We're back.
Carter, you got something
for us? We're back.
Yes or Pass is one of the very first bits that we had on Two Chunks after I joined. And it's very simply looking at movies and saying, are we interested in that? Do we want to yes or pass it? Very often it's something that we haven't seen yet. And we're just going based off of the little bit that we know. But for most of us that follow movies and TV shows, it's gripped you. Like I sat between these two guys. We're going to talk Nosferatu at the end of this episode a little bit. So if you don't want to be spoiled, remember, don't listen to that.
We'll tell you when. We'll warn you.
You kind of can guess what's going to happen, though. I'll tell you that. So if we do spoil it, we don't really spoil it. I think I knew what was going to happen when I was going into Nosferatu. Anyways, sitting between them as trailers came up for movies that were coming out. And it's just kind of something that you do with people that you watch movies with. It's like kind of a thumbs up, thumbs down. You'll give like a, under your breath, like a, no way. Or like, yeah, yeah. I think I'll say that. You know, like you say it out loud. So yes or pass, looking at here on firstshowing.net, our 2025 schedule. I will definitely have something for every month. At least, and we can kind of get through these pretty quickly. But we start with another spooky movie coming out in January, which is Wolfman. You might have seen trailers for this. But this is, I believe, Julia Garner, who's great. She was in
Ozark.
This is, it's looking like a legitimate, this is the guy who did Invisible Man, the director.
Yeah, that was a pretty decent movie.
Pretty decent movie. Wolfman, are you yes or pass? Yes or pass doesn't necessarily need to mean you have to go see it in theaters. Will you see this movie?
Will I watch it on purpose or would I be willing to watch it?
Would you watch it on purpose? That's what yes or pass is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm an at home yes.
Yes. I enjoy a creature feature. A well done creature feature. I'm into it.
It's a yes for me. I'm definitely interested in that. February 14th, Valentine's Day. The movie business is trying to give us two things that they hope that we love. They're very different. There is going to be people that try and make it Barbenheimer. There's probably going to be people that try and make it Glicked. It's not going to get close, though.
Garfiosa.
Sorry. The most important one.
Right.
We'll start with Captain America Brave New World. Yes or pass?
It's a yes for me.
It's a pass. It's a pass. It doesn't look very good or interesting to me.
It looks interesting to me. I'm in a holding pattern on Marvel until I hear otherwise, I think, from other reviewers. I've just been burned too many times.
I am no longer willing to be a first responder to a Marvel movie. I think I've been on the front lines with that particular franchise since it came out.
I paid my dues.
I've been the guy who's been like, I'm going to see all of them and I promise you they're good. I need somebody else to take care of me now.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm willing to go out there. I'll give it a shot.
Thanks.
I'll let y'all know.
Appreciate it.
If you can still trust me. Paddington in Peru. Yes or pass?
It's a yes from me, dude.
I haven't seen any Paddingtons.
They're very good.
If I had seen Paddingtons, it's an easy yes. I mean, it would make total sense if it's a yes for people. It's not a pass for me because I do intend to watch the Paddingtons. I don't know when that's going to happen, though.
They're almost sickeningly sweet in all the best ways. They're very, very, very fun movies.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Why not?
I'll yes it, yeah. We saw a trailer for this before we saw Nosferatu. The Monkey.
Dude, this is the guy who did Long Legs. On this one.
I'm pass on it because it feels pretty interesting. Long Legs.
Yeah.
It looks way more fun than Long Legs, though. I'm down for a horror movie that looks fun.
He's trying to have a good
time. I can't remember the guy's name who is the lead in this movie, but I really enjoyed him in White Lotus, so I feel like...
Theo James.
Yes.
He was great in White Lotus.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to pass on that. The Monkey is a pass for me.
Pass as well.
Mickey 17.
Yes.
What a big ol' yeah.
Do that incredible yes.
Bong Joon-ho with never Robbie, misses, my friends.
Robbie Patz, right?
Yeah.
Robbie Patz, dude. Yeah, Robbie Patz among many names. Robbie Patz, Stephen Yeun, Tony Collette, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, I love them. All very of them. Very good. Each
Come
of
on. Them. Very good. Dude, Tony Collette is one of my favorite actresses.
She is
phenomenal.
Yeah.
She is so good at being really scared. She's good at being... So I don't know if y'all have seen Juror Number 2. It's worth a watch. Clint Eastwood's new movie that has Nicholas Holt. Tony Collette plays a district attorney in that, and she's really good.
Cool.
It's based on like Georgia. You get to see her with kind of a country accent that she does pretty well.
I feel like Country's Knives Out easy. And how good she is at Knives Out.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She's also in Knives Out.
Hereditary. The best thing about Hereditary.
Agree.
Black Bag. We saw a trailer for this too. This is the, we're basically taking two big leads, pitting them against each other. It feels very Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is our Michael Fassbender, Cate Blanchett flick.
Couldn't pass harder, dude.
Dude, I'm a yes. I love
this.
Stuff
looks
like
Steven Soderbergh.
I kind of feel like I'm a yes.
This looks Steven like the Soderbergh, hottest dude. Movie of 2008. This looks so
but
tired
that's
to
fun.
Me.
Don't that's you want to go back? Don't you want to go kind of back, dude?
No, it's old. They need to make it live action now because it's so old.
Yeah. I don't know. I think dude. I haven't seen Fassbender in something in a minute. Just in my personal life, I haven't watched him in something in a minute. And I really like Cate Blanchett a lot.
So. Love our
She's
leads.
Amazing.
It just looks really boring to me.
Just to
Isn't
see
it
the
Soderbergh
two of them together?
Also?
It is.
It is, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's it for me, man. Sign me up. I'm yassing this one.
Yass it, dude. Next up, we've got Disney's Snow White, our next in
pass.
The line of
you don't even have to tell me pass.
Live action.
Yeah, Pat. You know, I just took a stance on live action remakes. That's a pass.
I'll see it.
Are you willing to acknowledge that Snow White is old?
Yes. What is happening? Yeah, I still don't understand your take on this.
I kind of get it.
Maybe yes, you gotta, Snow White's an old movie.
Maybe you got to go back and listen then instead of just trying to win. Maybe you could listen. Maybe you could open your heart.
That wraps up March. Please. Going into April, we both were doing it immediately. Beginning of April, April 4th, Minecraft movie. Pass.
That's pass, yeah.
I've never played it. I don't know much about it.
I know people, the youngsters seem to be moving on from Jack Black. I will never. And
I
so
like him.
I do love him, but
like him
no,
a lot.
It doesn't look very good to me.
Oh. Plot under wraps here. Director Mel Gibson.
Pass.
April 18th.
Pass.
April 18th,
pass.
Passion of the Christ, colon,
no.
Resurrection.
No, that's not real. That's not real. That's not
it
real.
Is real.
That's not real.
Hey,
it is real.
That's real, my guy.
Plot
Passion
under,
of the Christ.
Plot under wraps, although the script was canonized
Resurrection.
Several thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Pass.
So could, we've got, yeah, Jim Caviezel is back harder. As Jesus, dude. He's back. Dude.
Wow. Pass.
The Resurrection. Get ready.
Pass.
My life force was just sucked from my body. By
you know
what
comes out the same day? Another trailer that we saw. Ryan Coogler is getting into horror movies,
hey,
my friends.
Yes.
That's a
this
yes.
Is a, ooh,
yes.
That's a little bit of a giveaway. I'm not even going to read that to you. That is a twist that I didn't know was coming. Sinners. The
yes.
movie that's coming out with our dear friend.
Michael B. Michael B's
Michael
arms.
Sorry,
Michael
B.
Names.
Michael
so
B.
Big.
Michael
when he's
B's
holding,
arms,
when
he's
his holding
arms
that
are
gun,
they're as big around as my
me,
waist in this movie.
You kidding
dude.
Me? Haley Steinfeld will be there with
and
us
I'm
too.
Thick,
and I'm a big boy.
I'm
no,
pretty
dude,
big boy.
Michael B. Jordan is a specimen. He's also a fantastic actor.
Yeah, I'm really excited
really
about this.
I really like him.
It's gonna be good.
And Coogler, dude, I mean,
you can't go
come
wrong.
Come on,
yeah, really excited.
Come
thumbs
on,
up.
Now.
Yes, huge yes.
May 2nd. Starting off summer blockbuster season, Thunderbolts.
Pass.
Yes. Are they just in the same bucket? Is Brave New World and Thunderbolts in the same bucket, or is there one of those that you would be more interested in? There's not one that tickles your fancy more.
If I hear rumors that Marvel is back, baby, and the quality has returned, then I'll watch either of these happily. But I am hesitant with Marvel right now. I'm hesitant with all major Disney-owned franchises for the same reasons. I feel like they've become a little soulless to me. And so
sure.
I think it's a pass for the same reason.
Sure. Fair. May's got what a smattering, what a collection we have here. And we're starting to get into the things that we don't know too much about it. And I'm just going to read names that seem interesting. But I certainly know what Lilo and Stitch live action would be. How do you feel about that?
Pass.
Pass on that. Same day released, May 23rd, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
That's a yes.
That's a yes
for sure. How about May 30th, Karate Kids, Legends, Ralph Macchio, Jackie Chan?
shocking yes for me. The trailer really? Actually looks very interesting.
The new Karate Kid movies are pretty good.
The show?
They're Cobra pretty good. Kai? No. The one that we had with
the Jaden Smith.
With Jaden Smith?
Yeah. I'm just saying new compared to, you know, when the original came out. Like
I don't think this is connected to the Jaden Smith one. I think this is more like a continuation of the Danny storyline.
That's great.
But go for it. Yeah, the trailer for this looks very interesting. I'm going to yes this one.
Yeah. I mean, this is it's like a UK series style thing where it's like, this is now Cobra Kai is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Guess I have to watch Cobra Kai.
Because you might have to watch it then. June 6th. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina is finally releasing. Angelica Houston, Keanu Reeves.
I don't have enough info, but it's probably a yes.
Our main lead here is Ana de Armas, Norman Reedus, Ian McShane.
Cast is great. It's in the John Wick universe. It's probably a yes from me.
It's a perhaps.
Lance Reddick's, it's too Lance far Reddick's last film. He is in this.
Okay. It's a perhaps for me.
June 13th is the How to Train Your Dragon live action. We know how we feel about that. Big pass. Pixar's next movie, Elio, is releasing on that date as well. I'm in for all Pixar. So I'm
sure, yeah.
I don't necessarily know what this is about. Looks like young Elio has an eye patch. So
I believe it's Elio, right?
And Elio, my bad.
He gets
Elio,
taken
yes.
by aliens.
Pixar is guilty it's an until alien proven movie. Innocent for me by association with Disney. And so it's a pass for me for right now.
Inside Out 2 was great. I'm willing to let that be the start of a Pixar heater, but I would be surprised.
28 years later.
Yes.
Big Same, Alex Garland, Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Ralph Fiennes.
Carter, I seem to recall that we were supposed to get through this entire year and we're in June right now. Is that still the plan?
It's going
to
happen very fast. Yes, Superman, pass.
That's a
huge yes for me.
I mean, sorry. I'm a teacher. I'm like, you did not fail. Pass. Jurassic World Rebirth.
Pass.
Yes.
That's a pass.
I'm in. Fantastic Four, First Steps. Yes.
That's
this is
a
the
yes.
one
I'm excited
that I think
about this
I'm
one.
A yes on regardless just to see.
Because I love Pedro Pascal.
I do love Pedro. I really like this whole cast, honestly.
It's a really good cast, yeah.
Don't have much left here. Mortal Kombat 2 coming out in October.
Nah. It's a pass, but I'm willing to be interested. It sounds fun.
New Predator movie.
Ooh.
Who's the director?
Predator Badlands from Dan Trachtenberg.
That's a yes, dude.
That's a
he
yes.
directed Prey.
He did Prey.
Oh.
That's a yes.
That's a yes for me.
That's a yes. See, here's the fun stuff here. The Running
Man,
sure which
also
is a
directed,
remake.
Cloverfield, the one in the bunker.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, I think that
was Dan Trachtenberg as well.
Dude, they're doing a remake. This looks like it is a remake of The Running Man that Arnie did.
Because,
it's the Stephen King, but it's Edgar Wright.
Whoa, fun.
Whoa, yes.
Yes.
Glenn Powell, Coleman Domingo, Josh Brolin, Lee Pace.
This cast.
Michael Cera.
Whoa.
William H. Macy, Sean
That's
Hayes.
A yes,
what is
dude.
Going on?
Yes.
Dude? This looks amazing.
Sean yes. Hayes?
What?
Yeah. A little bit of Will and Grace there, dude.
Dude, let's go.
I'm into that for sure.
Huge yes. I didn't even know to be looking
Those
forward
Those are the same
that.
Day release. So that's all November. So we know that there's something to be excited about in November. Plenty to Wicked for good. Our last
yes. obvious yes.
of
obvious
Wicked yes. obviously is a yes. Zootopia 2, yes, I'm down.
No,
I know there's always going to be sequels, but I'm in.
Pass.
December 19th, Avatar, Fire and Ash. Yes.
It's an enormous pass from me, but I will see it. But it's a huge pass from me. Can't
Doge?
Abide.
I haven't heard anything here.
Cannot abide.
It's a yes, but I'm starting to understand Scorsese saying those movies are roller coasters. Because I'll ride it, but I am not like building. I'm not like I think this roller coaster is going to change my life.
Yeah,
I have long been. We know this. I have long been beating the drum of Avatar as an amazing tech demo and a bad movie, and I stand by it.
Yeah,
yeah. That was our last one. Well, I'll just say same day release. SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants.
I'd rather watch that than Avatar.
Wow, that is crazy. That's crazy. Mark Hamill
SpongeBob
back
has
as the Flying Dutchman. Dang, dude. Wow. All right. That was it. and look at 2025. Some movies that we knew were coming out, some that we didn't. Hey, shout out, put a little place marker there, a little mark your place. Looking for you, Running Man. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Running Man might be my Predator sort of Badlands. Sneaky most. Yeah, that dude. A new Dan Trachtenberg. Prey was awesome. A new Dan Trachtenberg Predator movie. This, I think 2025 is the year that we start talking about movies a little more again. I think my burnout is leaving my body and I can be excited about movies again.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Speaking of being excited about things, the back couple minutes of this episode, just going to be a little bit of spoiler talk for two things. Nosferatu and for The Traitors. The first three episodes came out the other day. So if you haven't seen either of those and care about spoilers, you can go ahead and hop off here. We love
you. We'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next week. But if you have watched one or both of these or don't care about spoilers too much, we'll start with The Traitors. I feel like more people will have seen that. And then we'll leave Nosferatu for the end. So you can stick with us through Traitors and then jump off for Nosferatu or stick around for the whole thing. We're super smart. We're really brilliant. And we've got a lot of stuff to say that's really good.
Really, really Traitors, good takes.
We've seen the first three episodes. All of us have, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Traitors season three discussion starts right now. This cast is the greatest reality television cast ever assembled.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
It's really good. It's really good. It's so funny that our three guys in the cage that we had is like, hey, we welcome you back. Those boom, boom, boom is like, that's two chunks. Like we collectively know everything about all three of these people.
I know everything about all three of these people. Yeah. Just by me. Yes. I know all of them.
Survivor Boys.
They are these three men that are in these cages at the beginning of episode two are, I think, probably number one, and number like three at their respective games. And the challenge cast is literal hundreds of players, so being number three out of hundreds is pretty insane.
That's Wes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a number three guy.
I would say of all time, and that's high praise.
That's awesome.
Who are ahead of him?
Probably CT and Bananas, and then I would argue that like for third place, it's somewhere between Jordan and Wes. Jordan's better
are tied
at competitions. This is just the men only. The women are so strong on the challenge that they, if you were to mix it in, everybody moves around. They're so good. But
I love our cast overall.
I'm going to say something that controversial that will hurt my friend Carter's feelings because this is his on-ramp to The Traitors. I'm very tired, very exhausted by Housewives on The Traitors.
Disagree.
Not understanding what this game is.
That's what I love about
that's
them.
That's the whole point.
It's really, really tiring. These first couple of episodes every season is always them being like, I'm not going to look at anybody's actions. I'm going to try to play mind games and think about who Alan thinks I would think he would choose and pick the diff. It's just like playing
you're
game.
Saying
what
is
are you
everything
doing?
I like about them on the show.
It's very frustrating to me.
That's the whole point though. You found it. They're frustrating. That's why we do it. Chelsea and I did have a great conversation though, because Robin is finally like bottom of the list of housewives. Maybe there's as many housewives as there are people that have done the challenge. Sure. So like she's at the bottom. She shouldn't even be there. She's dull. She's not even on her own show anymore. Like we caught her at the end. We thought there was some heat. I guarantee you Robin is there because so many people said no. Dorinda's great. The best one that was there is already gone, and that's unfortunate. Dorinda is out.
See ya, Dorinda.
Dolores is amazing. I hope that more people come for Dolores because she's from Jersey, so she's like mob bossy.
She'll
in that sense.
Good.
It does seem like Robin's willing to get in there and get aloof. Messy, though.
They did that on purpose because Ion doesn't know what she's talking about. But Chelsea and I had a conversation. There's probably 8 to 10 housewives that would actually be good at this game.
Yeah.
And none of them have really been asked. So there's hope that they would do that. But I don't think that's why they're asking.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I wouldn't have known anything about Kate. I've never watched Below Deck, which I think is her show. But she's been on two seasons now. She's one of my favorites to ever play because she's just chaos incarnate. And so I think the Housewives and sort of the Bravo brand of television brings something needed to the Traitors. Because if everybody is a Survivor gamer, then it's going to get too cutthroat too quickly. We need Bravo people there that are going to bring drama, but also some of them are very good at this.
That's literally many of their jobs. Like they are, of the shows that are included in here, Housewives are making money all year. from their show.
Yeah.
Well, and you need the housewives for eyes. I think the housewives bring almost more watchers to the Traitors
than any
other franchise.
I think housewives are the visibility pull, the visibility play. And it's like, watch this show and watch your favorite people have no idea what they're doing.
We've got to do than one drag queen.
I agree.
Can we do three or four? Can they start to have rosters
Alaska
like all these other people
on this
are?
Show? If you get Trinity the Tuck on this show, it's over. Man. Katya? Monet? Katya?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Katya.
If you only get one.
Bob?
Bob is a good choice.
What a choice.
When Alan touches his shoulder for him to be a traitor, I was like, man, it's happening.
Yes.
It is happening.
Hey, our
I'm
traitors.
So glad Bob is here.
I am really happy with the selection of folks to be traitors.
100%. You know what I'm not happy with?
Mm. Talk to me.
The same thing is happening to Carolyn like it did on her season. She is one of my favorite modern day Survivor players.
Agreed.
It's one thing to be like, it's not a shtick, but it's one thing to be like, hey, she's known for being underestimated, right? But Cochran still has some respect.
Sure.
Everyone just thinks she's crazy. Yeah. And it's so unfair.
With Carolyn, Callie and I talked about this last night. I think with Carolyn, there's a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy going on where she kind of convinces herself that everybody is going to think she's too weird to have a friendship with. And then because of that, ends up in a position where people
kinda,
feel like she's too weird to have a friendship
with. Kind of tanking socially. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think though, I'm not going to say bully is such a strong word.
Sure.
But people feel like they can just run over her. And I hate that feeling. That feeling
to me
is like—
Do you think that putting Carolyn in a building long-term with housewives is a recipe for Carolyn to feel like she belongs?
This is specifically our traitor tower. Danielle, is that her name?
Danielle, yeah.
Needs to get over herself.
Danielle is my least favorite of the traitors. Danielle is really bugging me because Danielle—
She needs to get over herself.
Socially, Danielle is tanking the traitors by copying Bob, the drag queen's emotions, like visibly, like looks to see if Bob is crying and then it's like, I'm going to cry too.
That I agree with. I do think she needs to tone it down on the crying. I don't think she can sell it as well as Bob, but you got to understand Danielle is kind of the Ceri Fields of Big Brother. She is like a strategic genius feels strong. She's very strategic. She's very good at manipulating game and understanding how to play. And I think once she gets her feet on the ground a little more firmly in this game, she's going to do very well. But I mean,
I hope she does. But right now she is reminding me of Ceri Fields. She's reminding me of Ceri Fields when Ceri played Big Brother.
Sure.
Like, we expected a lot from you and you're here just kind of floundering.
Hey, that's true. And I think Traders does that. I mean, look at Dan Giesling, who by all accounts should have been the best to ever do it. And
Look at Tony, who this season was eliminated without really even playing.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me though, if I'm being honest
with
you.
Such
I think
a
Tony
bummer.
Is I think Tony is not suited to a suit.
If you're known
if
for winning,
sense.
Yeah. You can't go in and play the same game.
I think Tony
if anyone catches a whiff
an
of the Tony that's won Survivor twice, they're gonna be like,
it's
bye.
Over.
Yeah. No, thank you. I think Rob is good for the traitors because he's so manipulative.
Yeah.
Immediately we'll when so they're all three, when those three seen. Mount Rushmore reality guys are in the cage and he's like, we should stick together.
Yeah.
Justin and I look at each other like, dude, why are they even letting this guy in the game?
He's the threat of all threats. And if anybody has ever been designed in a laboratory to play the traitors, it is Boston Rob.
In the same way that every impression that I do becomes Woody Harrelson in True Detective, Boston Rob is becoming Jimmy Kimmel the older he gets.
Okay, that's so funny. Boston Rob is...
That's funny.
He's great because now you have a head narrator.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once he entered, it's like, you're here because we want to see what you think of the Petri dish.
Yes.
Right. What's your opinion? How can you make traders better? He's probably going to be someone that makes the game better. So I can imagine like consulting him after this season.
Yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
Let him be the Dr. Will talking, of traders.
Yes. Callie and I were talking last night and I was saying it's really fun to get on the ground of a show, get in on the ground floor of a show that is so in its infancy that we have not yet seen the season that will be the season everyone talks about.
Yeah.
Like eventually we're going to get to the season where everybody is like, well, but it's not that though. You know, it's not that one season where that, you know, we haven't seen Dan's funeral. We haven't seen Rob instituting the buddy system. We haven't seen Parvati playing the idol. Like we haven't seen those things yet in the Traitors. Although Ceri's first season was so dominant that will be talked about. But like this is shaping up to be the best season yet of this show.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
I think that this show has some serious longevity. The cast is amazing. We'll have more to say as the show goes on. But
also, R.I.P. Wells, fantastic. Who I thought could win the game.
I know.
Wells was my sneaky winner.
He was hilarious, dude. He was so good. I enjoyed everything he had to say. Same. He was like, he was in there with all the Survivor people. He was like, this is Survivor? I'm out. He's like, I can't do this. Y'all are
devastated.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wells is maybe the person I wanted to see stick around more than anyone else. I do just want to say, if you're not a Big Brother person, I don't know that I think she will be great at the game Traders, but somebody to watch out for if she sticks around for entertainment value is Brittany Haynes from Big Brother. She is talking head interview gold.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. So keep an eye out for her. The Traders is going weekly now, which is a bummer.
I have never been more surprised than to see Derek remove his hood in that cage.
Yeah, man. So Derek Carter, just so you know, and in case listeners don't know Derek, if Boston Rob is the easy pick for most dangerous person to ever step into the Trader's house as a trader, I would say maybe Derek is the most dangerous person to ever be a faithful in the history of the show.
Derek played a textbook perfect Big Brother game.
It was almost boring to watch because of how perfect it was.
Unbelievable.
In the same way that So Derek is a detective. Like, that is his actual job, is he is a detective. And he is like a social chameleon in a lot of ways. He can fit in with like any group of people. And I think that his reads on people are going to be pretty devastating for the Traders if they let him stick around. And he is also one of those guys, there's 0% chance that he has not done his research coming here.
Right, right.
And I think that Rob should probably be considering Derek pretty soon.
If you want to start Big Brother, Derek's season is a great season to watch.
I would say watch 20 and then decide from
20's there. Awesome.
20's the most fun. Let's talk Nosferatu just a little bit. Just for
Nosferatu
a couple
2 seconds.
Here.
Loved. Fantastic.
It's a very good movie.
Eggers is, I think he's already been included in our like young directors who are going to be our modern day Mount Rushmore of like the Denis Villeneuve and Bong Joon-ho. And but it's just like his library is stupid right now.
Yeah.
Like he's just going to, what a layup. Like he's got so much grace from me. I think he would have to have 3 bombs for me to just be out on Eggers from
Eggers
this point
is
on.
A master of atmosphere. Like
the
vibe of an Eggers movie is I think like scene by scene, you might mistake it for somebody else, but taken as a whole, there is nothing that feels like an Eggers movie while you're watching it. Where I left Nosferatu and I was like, I'm not sure if that was 90 minutes or 6 hours long, but it was like such a perfect execution of just the building tension and dread, particularly when Nicholas Holt goes to the castle. That entire sequence of him arriving at the castle, kind of like the dreamlike state
of that.
It's
really unsettling.
Unbelievable, guys.
Yeah. Even getting there and having all of the music around him, like and just people begin to act straight. The moment they take away his horse, it is anxiety the rest of the movie.
Yep.
Like, it's nuts in a really, really good way. And it's so, to me, it ends up being such simple storytelling. And I think that was such a relief.
Yeah.
We're not trying to do so much. It's not incredibly nuanced. Yes, it's like right out there in the open that we've got a relationship here. It is like a lot of sexual tension in a really interesting and new way. But it's not new, right? I think Eggers wanted to make sure, hence the mustache. There's a lot of people that are against the mustache for Nosferatu, but he was if this is going to be of this time, and if we're looking at like the lore, like the very beginnings, it's crazy to not have a mustache. It's ignorant to say that this guy doesn't have this like full mustache, which by the way, after we're sucking some blood at the end and we look at the sun and have our final breath, that like wiry, gunky, bloody mustache is something I'm going to remember for a long time.
Yeah.
It felt kind of necessary. It's unreal.
I would say the scares of this movie have been overblown and the unsettling horror of this movie have been undersold.
Yes,
I think
that
this movie is an atmospheric horror movie more
than
it is a traditional horror movie.
Yep,
and it is, there are some incredible performances here. Lily Rose Depp is unbelievable. Willem Dafoe is unbelievable. The soundtrack is Bloodborne in a good way.
Yeah.
In the streets of, is it London?
Oh, they're in Germany.
The streets of wherever they are in Germany is very Bloodborne, very like Gaslamp.
Our shots.
Victorian.
I have never welcomed more, I think, and this is recency bias, for a director to have things just be kind of slow. I think people would describe like it's kind of slow, but the slow here is obviously intentional for building tension, but also cinematography. Like it's gorgeous. Like the yes. moments that we just take to just not follow them, like not have the person walk in and just be on their face as they're walking into an environment, just have them from far away, just walk to us. The camera is not moving. We have this wonderful asymmetrical street. You know, like we did this so often. To see the first street and how crowded it is as Nicholas Hoult is running to get his, you know, interview, yeah. his assignment, to then everyone is dying from the plague because Nosferatu showed up. The juxtaposition there is so intentional and so... there. Eggers movies have 20 scenes at least that I think about for days after. Like frames.
Yeah.
It's that's not easy. And it's, dude, just the practicality of, oh yeah, he just drinks straight from the chest. That's so disturbing.
Yeah, that's gross.
He can straighten your heart, waking up with those two little, can't do it.
Gross.
Bill Skarsgård, amazing.
Bill Skarsgård is amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. You got me thinking about now, I've been thinking this whole time about who's my modern Mount Rushmore, whose movies am I don't even need to see a trailer, just know that they're attached. I think this is my first Robert Eggers movie I've watched. So I need to go back and watch like
really?
The original Lighthouse and stuff because I haven't seen either of those.
The Northman. People don't talk about The Northman when they talk about Eggers. I'm going to bang the drum of The Northman being awesome until the day that I die.
Yeah, I need to watch that one as well.
Which is great.
Need to build that up. Based on Nosferatu, I think he's in the running to be on my Rushmore. I think obviously Denis.
Yeah.
Probably Edgar Wright.
So much of it was you cannot make a vampire movie like Nosferatu. Well, honestly, even things like What We Do in the Shadows, there is an homage. There's just so much fun history about vampires. Vampires sure. are always going to be really interesting. And I think there is so much that he does that is just so like nod to the original story, nod to old, old Hollywood.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
The night really scenes cool. that were going for like this kind of like really silvery black and white for the night scenes. Is very good, and it really stands out in the execution of several times in the script, the characters will say, like, I feel his dark shadow. And so we choose to actually represent that as a literal shadow. There's the shot from the trailer of the vampire's hand, like stretching the shadow of his hand stretching across the city. But there's other times where his shadow will like open a door or unlock it. Like,
it's really cool.
It's so, so good.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I think I would buy.
Yeah.
Nosferatu on our cinema scale.
Yeah.
I think that's a buy it from me.
It's a buy for me as well. Close to a poster because of the vibes.
Yeah. Carter, where are you at?
Poster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wow.
Yeah. Incredible. It's got a great poster.
Worth watching. I would say even if you scare easily at like jump scares kind of horror, I think you'd be fine to watch this.
There is one. Maybe there's two jump scares in this movie.
They're really not bad. But
not
if you're
scary.
Like a lay in bed all night and think about it kind of person after a horror movie, maybe skip this one.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do that. It's gonna stick around.
It's a great one. To end this episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what placement in the traitors we think that Count what is it?
Orlok.
Orlok. Count Orlok would land if he were cast in The Traitors. For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. And I do think Orlok would be a faithful because it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
And I think that he's gone at the first round table because of his vibe. I think he's an instant vote out.
I mean, we've seen Dracula in Fiji and he was a pretty good guy.
That's true. He was great.
That's true.
I'm Doge. I think he's the host. I think in this world, I think he's
Taking Alan away?
Well, this is Traitors Transylvania. And so I think he's hosting it at his castle.
Got it.
Welcome I'm Carter, and I think he plays...
the Traitors.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be... Oh, those R's?
Yeah.
I'm Carter, and he's taking over Fargus. Is that his name?
Yeah,
the guy just Fergus.
Fergus, who's just always around. He's
Wes's cousin, Fergus.
That's becomes so even funny. more...
unsettling. I love it.
I do. By the way, as we're fading out, this is for Carter and any listeners that are sticking around for the very, very end watching Traders. Wes's whole shtick is being a douche. Like, that is what he does. That is a bit that he does. I mean, it's kind of not a bit also, but like his whole thing of like, I'm the handsomest, I'm the smartest, I'm the strongest, I'm the best. It's like a long running bit that he does. And it's very funny.
Reminds me of Tyson a little bit.
Yeah. Dude, he very much similar. He, Wes has a very successful business outside of reality TV. And so he has a very nice house and he owns two monster trucks. And someone from the challenge like a couple months ago tweeted at him because he was talking trash about her on about her performance in the show. And she was like, Wes, why don't you shut up and just go back to your monster trucks? Who cares? And Wes responded and was like, spoken like everybody who's never driven a monster truck.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.